Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is Trey McBride, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by Cody Carpentier, and today, Cody, we're going to be going through a dynasty startup mock draft, a super flex mock draft. Are we doing tight end premium?
No, we're not doing that. That's yucky. I don't want to do that.
All right. So Superflex, Dynasty Startup Mock Draft. We'll see how many rounds we can get through. We discussed it before we came on, and what we'll do is we'll switch off picks. But as we get through, we'll probably do three rounds, something like that, maybe four if we have time. And we'll make sure, and you know, we're not picking our teams, right, and, you know, with 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, but – we will say, like, for we'll do a third round reversal, and we'll say once we get to the second round, right, we'll take into account the team and who they drafted the first time, right, or who they drafted. So it'll be actually like we're on the clock having to make these decisions if we were in that particular spot. Do you want to get started, or do you want me to start it out?
Let's get started. You're first on the clock, 101. We will keep track, and we'll walk you guys through it for those listening on the podcast audience. But yeah, Alex will start at one. I'll go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so on and so forth. And then at the turn pick, I think I'll let you pick twice since pick 12 in that snake style will be pick 13. So I'll fix that on the sheet as you're going through pick one.
All right, fair enough. So let's get started then. And with the first, can you believe that we're here, that in a super flex dynasty startup draft, if I would have told you this time last year that the correct pick here was most certainly Jaden Daniels, would you have believed it? Did it happen that fast? Like, you'd be like, dude, that escalated quickly.
Only because it kind of happened to a certain extent with CJ Stroud last year. Like, he kind of jumped the shark. Like, he definitely jumped the shark and jumped to the top a lot quicker. He didn't go quite to number one, but he jumped all the way up into this conversation last year. And if you told me, I think you could have told me with truth serum, like, hey, there's a chance Jaden Daniels does it. I would have been like, I could see it with his rush ability and everything like that. So I could see it, but it'd be a tough sell.
Yeah, for sure, man. But yeah, so that's it for me. It's Jaden Daniels. His weapons in Washington are only going to get better and better. They've already gotten better, right? Deebo Samuel, all the rest of it. I'm a little bit surprised to see that he's, I'm not surprised, but I'm reminded that he is going to be 25 this season, which is, you know, I think, is Stroud still younger than him?
Does that mean that there's still a chance for Tyler Shook to?
Jaden Daniels, the 101 in a dynasty super flex mock draft.
All right, pick number two. I'm going to go Josh Allen here. I think in, you know, there's a couple of other directions you could go here. You could potentially, for me, I'm potentially thinking about going wide receiver, but getting the number
two. You would go wide receiver here?
About, I said I would think about going Chase or Justin Jefferson.
Put yourself in a long-term hell.
Correct, but Josh Allen's right here. When you got like guys like Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels on the clock, like you have to take these guys. Josh Allen, even though you want to suppress him, people want to suppress him year after year after year. Like, wow, this probably can't do it again. Probably ain't going to get all the rushing touchdowns again. He does it again. Josh Allen, age 29 season upcoming. I'm going to take Josh Allen here at the 102.
I feel like this is chalk, but it's easy for me with the next one. I'm not going to be quarterback poor in a dynasty superflex startup. I'm not going to. The best available option to me right now is the quarterback one from last season, and that's Lamar Jackson. And what is he, 28? 28 this year. So getting up there, but here's the thing. He looks absolutely no worse for the wear. He still looks fine. And I know that we can talk all day about, okay, you know, how long can you can talk about these guys play till they're 35, 36, 37, some cases 40 years old. Like Lamar Jackson is not going to play in his current state until he's that age, but he's easily got another 4 to 5 years of being 80% at least at the very end of that stretch of what Lamar Jackson is right now. It feels like he's still at the height of his powers. So give me Lamar Jackson, number 3 overall.
All right, number 4 overall. I just said I would think about going receiver. I like Stroud, man. Stroud's up in this conversation, but I think I'm just going to go ahead and pull the bandaid off and go Ja'Marr Chase. I think this is where my first receiver comes off the board. I'm going to go Ja'Marr Chase, 25, just got the super contract with the Bengals, attached to Burrow. As much as I think this process is wrong by the Cincinnati Bengals, I think the stud at wide receiver in Ja'Marr Chase is enough for me to do it here at the 104.
I think you made a mistake. I think that team 4 is going to be in trouble here. We'll see who they end up picking, who's available for them at the in the quarterback realm whenever they get their next pick. But you will be responsible for their downfall if there's nobody good enough. I'm not going to be quarterback poor in Superflex Dynasty, and I'm also having I'm not sure it could. You can't even call it recency bias to say I'm struggling here between Jalen Hurts and CJ Stroud. I'm not sure you can call it recency bias. What is Hurts has what 3 years on Stroud
from an age perspective? Yeah,
27 and 24. And you're talking about a guy that last season does not a complete profile make, but I mean, CJ Stroud last year was if you were just looking at it from a points per game basis, the guy's like a quarterback, 3, right? You're getting 7-8 more fantasy points per game from Jalen Hurts last season versus CJ Stroud. I still worry about the offensive line in Houston. I think that things are going to get figured out eventually, but if it's another year like last year, I'm CJ Stroud was the ultimate CJ Stroud. I think Tyreek Hill last year was the ultimate golden handcuff in fantasy, right?
Yes.
Where you have him and you're just like, I mean, it's Tyreek. I'm going to keep playing him. I'm not going to put in Nick Westbrook Akine over this guy or something like that, even though he's going to score a touchdown. CJ Stroud was like that last year, especially in Superflex Dynasty. So I'm going Jalen Hurts. I'm going Jalen Hurts here with the 5th pick.
I mean, he's got the offensive line. He's got the weapons around him. He's got, Saquon at least for another year or two. I can't get mad at it. I'm just not quite as high on Hurts. I think Trashman has him as like his 5th overall player, but I'm just not quite there. I'm going to go.
I guess I was my 5th overall player too, based on what just happened. I might have him as 4. In Superflex, I would have him over Ja'Marr.
You take him over Ja'Marr. That's fair. So you brought up Stroud a second ago. Stroud's not the next player for me. For me, it's a stack of receivers after the first 3 quarterbacks. It's a stack of receivers. So I'm just going to go again. Justin Jefferson, give me the guy that's attached to a good offensive coordinator. I think the quarterback play is going to be just fine. There's no real threat in that passing game. I know there's studs there in Jordan Addison and TJ Hawkinson, but Jefferson's going to give us these, 1,000 to 1,600, maybe 1,700 yard seasons for the next 3 years at least. So I'm building for 3 years. I'm not building for 10. So give me the next 3 years of Justin Jefferson.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to have to take CJ Stroud because it's, you know, for everything that I mentioned last time, it feels like to me, Cody, that for sure. So the Texans pick at 25, right?
Yep. And they have one of the worst offensive lines in football, even though they've rebuilt it.
I wonder, do you think Josh, I'm thinking that Josh Simmons might be available there. And if he's ready to go for camp, I think that could be a big boon for them. I know that internally there's some grumblings around there that Laremy Tunsil and Kenyon Green, even though, you know, it definitely represents downgrades getting those guys out of there as far as physical on-field performance. There might have been some off-field stuff that they just didn't like about the culture of the offensive line room and everything. You might know more about that than I do. I think, though, that they're going to be able to – they need to address this, right? They need to address the offensive line. There's no way that they can look at this team and say, we have this young quarterback and we're building around him and we've shipped off two first-round offensive linemen and the offensive line was bad last year to begin with. It's like, it doesn't take a genius, right? It's gonna get addressed somehow. I don't know if that's trades that happen. I mean, could they trade up? What if Kelvin Banks starts to fall? Could they trade up for him? So I feel as good as I can about CJ Stroud here, even without a really, really, really topsy-turvy asset last season.
Would you rather, as a CJ Stroud dynasty owner, would you rather get an offensive tackle in Josh Simmons or an Emeka Egbuka or something Josh, like this?
No, dude, that offensive line was so bad.
Okay,
they'd be fine. Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, all this stuff. They'll find a way there.
All right. Let me do it one more time. Let me go to receiver one more time. CeeDee Lamb.
You're living, dude. I mean,
I'll be okay. I'll be okay. We'll see these teams come to fruition. This is why we do these mocks, because I redid the rankings. I adjusted my stuff. I'm going to draft based on my rankings. You go over, get the Dynasty Top 250 over at Roster Watch. It's a combination of mine and Trashman's. Trashman just updated his Top 250. It's going to spit you out this you know, amazing list of players, Top 25. Like, I just believe when I get through the first three, four rounds, I'm going to feel just fine at my quarterback spot. We'll see what happens, but I'm going to go see CeeDee Lamb again here. He detached to Dak Prescott. He detached this offense that doesn't want to win Super Bowls. They just want to score points, and I like points in fantasy football. So I'll go CeeDee Lamb here at number 8.
Okay. Well, to me now,
I know now you want to go receiver. Come on. I know you want to do it. Let's go.
No, I'm not. I'm stuck because you talked earlier about the notion that I totally, totally believe in. And it might have to do with the way that I was kind of brought up in Dynasty, and that the first Dynasty league that I ever played in that was a super competitive one, and I still play in, and it's a contract league, right? And so it's a 3 and/or 4 year contract league. And so, the like my formative years playing this stuff, I would always I'd always think about things in 3 year windows, and I've come to learn that in playing dynasty leagues where you just get to keep them forever, which is the vast majority of people who are listening, that it's been an advantage to kind of have been sort of brainwashed into thinking, you know, that's a good way to build, right? So I totally agree with you on that, but when I consider Joe Burrow, and I consider he's 29 years old, but I just know that the offense is going to flow through the passing game now. They've locked up Ja'Marr Chase. T. Higgins is actually on a contract that's an extension, but one that they can actually get out of. So as we've talked about before, you know, these guys are locked up as triplets for the future. Hey, I'm not sure it's going to be Burrow yet. I'm still talking it over. I'm worried that we might not have the T. Higgins piece for the next 3 years, right? And then it's like, this feels so stupid, but then there's Caleb Williams I'm thinking about too.
Oh, baby.
And the reason why is Ben Johnson offense, young receivers that I think are terrific, right? A prospect that I thought was terrific coming out, rare stuff, athletic, only 23 years old versus 29 years old. I think Roma Dunze's in for just a smash as far as kind of a bounce back or just a sort of a second season sort of splurge. I think that Ben Johnson might even use him a little bit out of the slot. A 29-year-old Joe Burrow or Caleb Williams. I'm going to go Burrow. I want Ja'Marr Chase. I'm going to hope that the T. Higgins thing stays, and I'm going to hope that the defense stays bad and they're just having to throw to keep up in football games. I'm going Burrow.
That's exactly how Trackman and I both have. We both have these guys literally back to back, and Joe Burrow ahead. It's that close. I think it's really that close. And you have the age thing there, but you also have just historical incompetence in Chicago. And we believe Ben Johnson, but we know, and the proven commodity is Joe Burrow right now with Higgins and Chase. All right. So Joe Burrow goes off at pick number 9. At pick 10, I have two guys I'm looking at. I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to keep clicking receiver. I don't have a reason not to. So I'm going to go Malik
Abraham. Yes, you do. The reason not to is that you're in a super flex.
I'll be just fine. You're sitting here taking these quarterbacks, but it's okay. I'm going to have all these studs, not on my one roster, but on multiple rosters. I'm going to go Malik Nabers here. I think that this is a big tier right here. These top guys is a tier. Chase, Justin Jefferson, Lamb, and I think Nabers joined it this year. So I'm going to go Malik Nabers at pick 10.
Okay. Well, I was choosing really hard between Caleb Williams and Joe Burrow with this last one. And now that I've clicked it over and I've just looked at not only the Ben Johnson stuff, but I just want to remind myself of sort of the rushing floor from last year. And you forget he brings you a decent little rushing floor. I mean, look at so if you just look at his rushing yard totals from these games, no rushing touchdowns, but 15 yards, 44 yards, 8, 12, 34, 56, 41, 5, 15, 70, 33, 39, 27, 3, 34, 37, 10. You know, that's like a week to week. You feel like you're getting an extra 3 fantasy points out of this guy as far as his rushing floor. So, yeah, it's going to be Caleb Williams, and I'm going to get him for the next 10 years, and hopefully Ben Johnson's there the whole time and can work the same magic.
All right, pick 11 is Caleb Williams. Pick 12. I'm on the clock twice here because I got the turn pick with Team L. For this team, I think there's a drop at receiver, so I'm not going to go that direction. I'm going to take a quarterback here, and I think I'm going to take a running back with him. And at quarterback, my next quarterback in line is Bo Nix. Trashman has him at 6. Wow, that's high. I like it. I like it. I'm going to go Bo Nix with the first pick here in Denver. I think Sean Payton's going to continue to surround him with weapons, including, you know, whatever the joker is that he's talking about. I think it's Travion Henderson in round 1, but he got Evan Ingram in there. They like Cortland Sutton. They like these deep balls to Troy Franklin, who obviously Bo Nix played college with at Oregon, and you have Marvin Mims in there. I'm going to go Bo Nix at 12, and I'm going to team him up with the number one running back in my rankings, which is Bijan Robinson. Trashman pivoted back. He had Gibbs as his number one running back. He pivoted back to Bijan, so that's a consensus for us. I'm going to go Bijan and Bo Nix here at the turn.
Okay, well, so which team am I picking for here now? The team that had Caleb.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to do the inner divisional stack here. I'm going to bet on a bunch of back and forth games between Caleb Williams and Jahmyr Gibbs, who, if you just like Jahmyr Gibbs, RB one last season. Am I crazy about that? That's correct, right? RB one in PPR.
Yeah, points per game, maybe.
In points, maybe in overall points. I think in points per game, it was Saquon because Saquon missed one game.
You're right.
So yeah, that's exactly right. So he was the overall RB1 in total fantasy points, 21.5 fantasy points per game. Saquon 22. That's like Bijan's 2. I mean, Bijan's 19.9. And if it were up to me, I personally prefer Bijan as well. But I mean, 6 of 1, half dozen of another with these two guys. The only thing with Gibbs, of course, is it's gonna be a different offense. So we'll see if they're utilized the same. It feels like the organizational structure there and Detroit is just so dug in with the whole Sonic and Knuckles thing, though. They really like the way that those two interact. Like, if anyone were coming to try and mess with that, I think Dan Campbell would, drag his knuckles into his office and give him a knuckle sandwich.
All right, pick 15, my Malik Nabers team. I'm going to pair him up with a quarterback, and he's going to go by the name of Drake May. I think he's going to get a lot of weapons this year. They're going to come into New England, allow him to continue to build. Drake May is a guy that literally is 23 years old and just got a brand-new coach in Mike Vrabel. I think there's a lot that can be stowed upon the growth of New England, including a brand new offensive tackle, hopefully in this upcoming draft, and then potentially a receiver in round two that can continue to build this thing up. I saw a take on Twitter on X yesterday that was, imagine if New England got both Jalen Knoll and Jaden Higgins in this draft.
But I saw that was from Matt. And to me, it's like, honestly, I closed my eyes and I could see it happening.
Kind of fun. Kind of a fun idea, right? The stat from Theo Greminger he gave me the other day was it's the only duo at wide receiver in the Big 12 to both have 1,000 yards in the same season since Hollywood Brown and CeeDee Lamb. It's Jalen Knoll and Jaden Higgins. So I'm going to go Drake May here at pick 15 overall in the Superflex to join my Malik Nabers team.
All right, fair enough. So which team is – who did I draft?
This is Joe Burrow.
Oh, gosh. Well, I was going to – and he's 29. I was going to go Pat Mahomes here. But I wonder if I would like the structure of it better if I was going to have possibly a I'm going to sort this sheet by average. Is that all right?
It's already sorted.
What?
It's already sorted by that.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, after you move Drake May all the way up. Okay. Yeah. I wonder if two aging quarterback. Dude, no. I'm starting out this draft. I'm going to win now. Give me Joe Burrow and Pat. Give me Patrick Mahomes as my quarterback too. I'm going to leave you dirt balls in the dust. Are you kidding me? We're going to get Rashi Rice back next year. We're going to get a second year Xavier Worthy. They're bringing back Hollywood Brown. I know that Travis Kelce's fallen off a cliff, but they're going to address running back. The offense is going to have to be better. Just from a statistical standpoint. They're getting all their guys.
Could you sit back and I could say, hey, Alex, hypothetically, 2 years from now, Cincinnati could be blown up because they have no defense and because T. Higgins walks, and Kansas City is blown up because there's no Andy Reid and there's no Travis Kelce, and your team right here would be drowning in swamp water full of receivers.
We'll see. We'll see how it turns out.
All right, team H here, pick 17. I have CeeDee Lamb from round one for this team. Some of the best quarterbacks available for those kind of track at home. Jordan Love, Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott. This team I'm currently drafting for has CeeDee Lamb. Because it's this team, I'm going to try this build, and this is something I like to do, and it's the highest-ranked player on a board right now. I'm going to go Amon-Ra St. Brown, and I'm just going to tag team the wide receiver position with these maniacal target earners in CeeDee Lamb and Amon-Ra St. Brown at pick 17.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Okay. My pick for this one was CJ Stroud originally. So this team already has CJ Stroud on board. I'm to a point now where I'm in a real pickle here. Do I go with the wide receiver or do I go with the running back? Because there's a wide receiver I want bad and there's a running back I want bad. And the running back I want – is this crate? Wait, are we only on RB3 right now?
Yeah.
Is RB3 and super – is RB3 and Dynasty Ashton Jeanty already?
Yep.
Is that – I haven't looked at the consensus and stuff. Is that consensus?
I believe keep trade cut. Let me pull it up really quickly. I believe keep trade cut is also RB3 overall. One is Gibbs. Two is Bijan. Three is Ashton Jeanty. And then four is Saquon. And in overall rankings, it's about a 6-player drop from Jeanty to Saquon.
Looks like you guys are a little bit lower on Saquon than market, huh?
Yeah, Saquon on market is 23rd.
Gosh, y'all are super low. Why?
Because he's 28.
You just think just one more season and then
– I love Saquon, but, I mean, let's be honest with ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on Ross St. Brown there at 17. Feels nice, doesn't it?
Yes. A lot of PPR points right there.
Dude, I build Dynasty through my elite – through Dynasty and Superflex, I build it through quarterbacks, but Dynasty in general, I like to just build it around my elite wide receivers, my elite young, sick wide receivers. One of the sickest is one of the biggest sickos is Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Gosh.
Oh, you were going to take him? All right.
I was seeing if I could push him down to my top teams.
Okay. So JSN is who I'm taking here. I'm super worried about the Golden Sun, Cooper Kupp. I always watch that guy with a little bit of just, you know, kind of like a proud, you know, proud dad kind of thing, man. Just watching our little golden son. And so I always see him in the best light and stuff. And so even me last year, I'm like, man, he just doesn't look the same. He just doesn't look the same. And I know that the contract would make you think that they believe that he is the same. And there are the worries about, like, well, is he going to play out of the slot? Is that going to hurt JSN? Dude, they're going to be able to work both these dudes. It's going to be perfectly fine. They're certainly both going to be out there in two wide receiver sets. So Jackson Smith and Jigba for me here with this pick. And that's to pair up with, dude, is CJ Stroud, JSN start?
Pretty solid.
It's a good young little nucleus right there.
All right, I like this start for me right here. Pick 19, my Justin Jefferson team from pick 6. I'm going to move this guy up my rankings after this selection. This is why I love doing these mocks, because you get to sit here, iterate, talk about it, learn on the fly. I'm going to move up Justin Herbert. I'm going to take Justin Herbert right here and pair him with this Justin Jefferson team.
Huh. So Herbert over Jordan Love, huh?
Yeah. Made that decision like in the last 60 seconds of like, why do I have Love this high when I don't wholeheartedly believe – in everything there. I mean, a year ago, you could have asked me about that Green Bay situation. And obviously we talked about all the receivers from Dontavia Wicks to Christian Watson to Dobbs, the tight ends. We love it all. But I'm not as sold on Love at this current stage as I was a year ago.
Well, I mean, if Jordan Love and Justin Herbert last year were like, as far as their fantasy scoring, were basically like doppelgangers.
Yeah.
They were like the same quarterback. They're both like 19 point per game quarterbacks. It's just,
I think there's more room for Herbert to continue to grow up, though. I think they add an alpha in that offense. Green Bay, I'm not sure they're going to be a team that ever presses for a true alpha. They have a lot of good number twos.
Yeah, but dude, but they got good number twos, and like we know that the system's good. We know that Jordan Love has at the time had like a record setting awesome contract extension. All that. I'm going Jordan Love with my next pick.
All right.
I'm starting this one out. That team goes Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love. Gosh, how can you not love a start like that in Superflex?
It's hard.
You don't love doing it like that, do you? You don't seem to love it.
I like to just try different things. I like different team builds. I don't like to just do the classic, I'm a donkey, let me draft two quarterbacks.
It's classic for a reason.
All right.
Because it's good.
Love and Hurts is nice. I'll agree. But I also do like, you know, the Herbert Jefferson thing kind of gets me a little stiff too. Jamar Chase team, pick 4th overall, back on the clock here. So I got Chase in this one. And with the next selection, Jenty just feels like he's staring at us right in the eyeballs. It's like, hey, do something about it. Do something. Take me. Dare you. I don't want to. I'm going to go quarterback here, and I'm going to skip over another guy. I'm going to skip over Kyler Murray, and I'm going to take Trevor Lawrence. Because I'm going to bump him up. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. This is why I did my rankings. Now I'm talking to you about it.
Is it Liam Cohen?
Huh?
Is it Liam Cohen?
It's Liam Cohen. It's Brian Thomas. I believe in Parker Washington. I think they're still going to bring something else in there. I believe in this offense. I think they're going to start building it correctly. I believe in Gladstone. That's to be truthful. I believe in Gladstone. So I'm going to check Trevor Lawrence here. Probably a little bit high from consensus. I could probably look it up really quickly. Just Trevor Lawrence consensus is QB. Listen to this. Holy cow. Quarterback 17 consensus.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely spending up a little bit there, but I'm glad it looks like at least in our rankings here. Dude.
Trashman's maniacal about
trash,
it.
But Trashman's like me. I mean, he has Trevor Lawrence at 16. He also has Marvin Harrison Jr. at 16. So he didn't go through and we didn't exactly go through here with a fine tooth comb. Trash man. All right. You said it, dude. Jinty's staring us in the face. Give me the sickest man. Give me the alien. Who else is on this team with him?
This is your Lamar Jackson.
Oh, gosh. Lamar Jackson, Ashton Jinty. Time to go nuclear. not much else to say. What a start. After this pick, I think I get back to back because it's third round reversal, right? All right.
Correct. No, wait. Third round reversal goes back to me. So it's back to my Bo Nix Bijan.
Okay. All right. I'm stupid.
And then it goes back to your then it goes back to your Caleb team. Caleb and Jahmyr Gibbs. Okay, so we're at pick 23 overall. This is team with Josh Allen. The only time I drafted a quarterback for the majority of the first round was with Josh Allen at pick 2 overall. I'm going to pair Josh Allen with a receiver. And I'm going to go with Puka Nacua here in Los Angeles. 24 years old, showed us how prolific he is. They had Devontae Adams. I think I'm getting a little bit of a value here between you and I in this draft with Puka Nacua getting a Devontae Adams. I think also overall Puka's just getting taking a little bit of a hit. I prefer him over Marvin Harrison Jr. in that conversation. So I'm going to go Puka Nacua here with my Josh Allen team.
Okay. So this team for me is which one? Is this my Jaden Daniels team?
This is your Jaden Daniels team, yep.
Keeping it young with this team. Going to keep another one from the rookie class last year and just hope, the same way that the Cardinals are, that Marvin Harrison Jr. is the guy that we all thought he was before. You know, we're doing this at this time last year. He would have gone well before we entered into the second round territory. Still led that. Did he lead the team in receiving touchdowns last year anyway? It certainly wasn't Trey McBride. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. might have led them in receptions and in receiving yards, but I'll go look at that just real quick. Cardinal. I remember that Austin Fort was whenever I was asking him about that at the combine, he had those numbers.
Of course he did. He's
ready to reel off.
He's the definite.
Let me just.
He had eight. Wait, what was that? That was 8 receiving touchdowns for Marvin Harrison, 4 for Michael.
And what about receptions?
Overall receptions, 111 for Trey McBride. 62
so second in receptions, first in receiving touchdowns. Okay, that's what it was.
Yep.
And which obviously if I would have invoked McBride there, we would have said, Alex, there's no way that he led the team in receptions. Okay. Yeah.
All right. First pick overall in the third round. It's a reversal, so I'm going back to my Bo Nix Bijan Robinson team. That was the end of the first, start of the second. Bo Nix, Bijan, quarterback, running back, give me a receiver. Let's go with no. Just give me Dak Prescott. Let's go Dak Prescott. I'm going to go quarterback here. Give me the guy that's throwing balls to CeeDee Lamb in an offense that, like I said, with CeeDee Lamb, doesn't really want to win a Super Bowl. They just want to score hellacious amounts of points and throw the football 650 times a year and try to get Dak, you know, an even bigger contract. I like Dak Prescott. I don't love him, but I think for fantasy football, he scores.
Okay. Who do I have on this team that's coming up?
Mm-hmm. Caleb and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Simple, easy peasy, man. Give me Drake London on this team.
I was thinking about Drake London.
I'm going to start out with some triplets here, and I'm taking 3 young players. Drake London this year, only 24 years old. 3 young players who you don't have to squint too hard to say all 3 could be top 3 scoring wise at their positions within the next season. I mean, just look at the difference in volume from Drake May once Michael Penix, you know, with the Michael Penix stuff. So I'm going to take, I'm not Drake May, Drake London. So I'm taking Drake London here, pick 26. What a super team. Caleb Williams, Jahmyr Gibbs, Drake London.
Filling each position up. Team J for me is Malik Nabers, Drake May. I'm back on the clock right here at pick 27 overall. Malik Nabers, Drake May. Don't really have any stacking options, obviously, with Drake May. I'm going to go to the running back position, and I'm going to go Breece Hall. with the Jets. I think Breece Hall is getting a lot of flack right now. Obviously, they have Braylon Allen, Isaiah Davis. There's been, at one point a month ago, there were conversations about them drafting a running back. With Justin Fields, I think we're going to see a little bit of a bounce here in the true Breece Hall output if he can stay healthy. So pick 27. I'm going to add a running back to this Drake May and Malik Nabers
team. Okay. I mean, I'm starting to be out on Breece Hall, man.
Why?
For kind of the opposite. You're saying that you think this is going to be a boost for Breece Hall?
Yeah. You think Justin Fields is that good, that he, that big of a – that dominant of a runner that we're just going to get nothing out of Breece Hall?
No, I don't necessarily think that. I think Aaron Glenn is the type of coach that might have seen what the offense, like what the offense is. And didn't he bring like some of the, like the passing game coordinator or something from the Lions, his offensive coordinator? I forget his name.
Yeah. He brought a multitude of guys.
I think they're going to see Braylon Allen and Breece Hall is their Sonic and Knuckles. I think that there's going to be a little bit of a shift there as far as total overall usage. So
wouldn't that help Breece Hall?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, just because they see it like that doesn't mean that that's going to become that. And you mentioned it, but you're talking about the best offensive line versus one that is going to need to be rebuilt. So
that's fair.
That's kind of where I am on that one. Gosh. I just asked Brock because I didn't know the numbers off the top of my head as far as but Brock is telling me that with Penix, Drake London averaged 8 more PPR points per game than when Cousins played. 23.1 with Penix versus 15.1 with Kirk Cousins. All right. You picked Breece Hall. Who's on this team that I've chosen so far?
This is the Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Super Saiyan, Super Stack, Super Flex. As many S's in there as I can.
Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes. I gotta go. Gosh, do I really want to take Garrett Wilson here?
He's kind of pukey, isn't he? I've like kicked the can on him a couple times.
The real question is, can Garrett Wilson be like Justin Fields' DJ Moore?
Well, I mean, he can. Look at even you have Gronk up right now. Type it in. Gronk, Justin Fields threw the football to Garrett Wilson for college. Sure. So there's a connection there. And
I mean, it's just like, could I really take like at this point, Garrett Wilson is just a dynamic just prospect, man. He's so good. And the fact of the matter is he's actually sort of coming up on the – aren't they going to have to figure out a fifth-year option for him now? Prior to the – are we already coming into prior to his fourth year?
So he's coming into – yes, next year's a club option.
Are we 100% sure that the Jets are going to pick up his fifth-year option?
Oh, dude, why wouldn't you? That would be – I mean, I don't think that's a question. Do you really think that's a question?
I guess it's probably not. I was thinking about some of this stuff. I was thinking that do you think the Saints are going to pick up Olave's fifth-year option?
Well, I think there's a little bit more to that one, given the Saints' contract situation plus Olave's injury history with the concussion stuff now. I could see them potentially.
Maybe when I was thinking about this fifth-year option stuff, I was getting the Ohio State guys mixed up. You know, I was thinking about Olave whenever I was talking about Wilson. Because what you said makes sense.
Yeah. Burrow and Mahomes.
Garrett Wilson. I'm usually default to quarterback here, but when I don't default to quarterback, I'm going to default to elite pedigree, young wide receiver, destined for a second contract. We'll see. Team feels a little bit dusty.
You said you would generally default to quarterback. Yeah, you already have two.
That's what I'm saying. I would generally default, but like I got these two.
Would you ever take a third quarterback in the first rounds?
I would if something wild happened where like Drake May or Bo Nix or something would have fallen to me there. A super young guy.
Okay. All right. Just a theory question. All right. Team H, I have CeeDee Lamb and Amon-Ra St. Brown, kind of the inverse of what Alex just did with quarterbacks. I was doing it with receivers. I need a quarterback now badly, the best available. Kyler Murray in Arizona, age 28. And I think there's a big drop off down to, Jared Goff. So I'm going to take the last quarterback I deem valuable in this tier, Kyler Murray, attached to Marvin Harrison Jr., Monty Austin Fort, and Trey McBride.
Okay. So this team for me, I see now what you're saying when you say the letters. So my team, I'm on here, is Team G. So that's Jackson Smith and Jigba. And who is it above him in the first round? CJ Stroud. All right, man. This is my team where I'm keeping it young with my young studs and my big dogs, dude. I'm going Omarion Hampton here. Would have been running back one in so many of these other classes. He's going to get excellent draft capital. It's looking more and more like it'll be round one draft capital in a year where it makes no sense to take a running back in round one. Jinty, Omarion Hampton, and maybe Travion Henderson are good enough to where teams are going to say, look, it makes no sense. We can get better running backs later, but we still think this guy's so good that we just got to take him. So Omarion Hampton for me from North Carolina. Sight unseen as far as his landing spot. I'll feel good wherever he lands. He's that kind of talent.
All right, pick 31, Team F. I have Justin Jefferson and Justin Herbert. Going to go running back here. Give me a dynamo. Devon Achane's fallen a little bit too far for me. I'm going to take Devon Achane, running back in Miami. I think there's good running backs around him. Fine quarterback play, super talented wide receiver if they can stay healthy. Achane has a overall running back one upside in his range of outcomes within the next 3 years. So I'm going to add Justin Jefferson, Justin Herbert, Devon Achane.
Oh, gosh. There's been one guy that slipped my mind that I can't believe is still on the board. Who is – I can't believe this. This is bad we've gone this far without this guy coming off, Cody. Who is this for Team E for me?
Jalen Hurts and Jordan
and Brock
Love.
Bowers. Add him onto the team.
Even a non-superflex, you just don't – I mean, technically, I'm not arguing with you at all. Well, I'll tell you what did it, why he's so far down the average board. Gosh, trash.
Yeah,
man,
no,
on.
We're doing – I mean –
that totally got past my
eyes,
too.
Yeah, no, we're going – I need to text Trashman and tell him his ranking on Bowers is bad. It's bad. He's a total separator at the tight end position, and all he's doing is stabilizing his offense and his quarterback play coming into this season. Are you kidding me?
I feel like a total donk that we let him fall that far. I didn't even think about it. Because I have a ranked 12th. His ADP, dude, you're not even going to like this. This is going to make this whole mock feel kind of shite. But Bowers' ADP right now, Keep Trade Cut's 9.
Yeah, that's bad.
He fell to us. Two dummies drafted against each other. That's what happens. pick 33. This team is Team D. I got Ja'Marr Chase coupled with Trevor Lawrence. And I'm going to be looking at running back. I'm going to be looking at receiver. I like the Roma Dunze fit in Chicago. I thought we saw enough last year in Chicago to see another step this year where Rome becomes the true number one with no Keenan Allen. DJ Moore is one of the most underrated receivers in football. I agree. But Rome, with that attachment to Caleb, I think they spend the whole offseason together building that connection, building that rapport, and Rome turns into potentially that next Amon-Ra St. Brown for Ben Johnson. So I'm going to go Roma Dunze here at pick 33.
Hey, where does Keep Trade Cut have Saquon Barkley going?
Saquon Barkley is at 23 overall.
So, I mean, I don't think this thing's going to go a lot like Keep Trade Cut anyway.
Well, no, but that's just, I mean, Keep Trade Cut is the world consensus. That's kind of what I refer to it as. People can go in there. As soon as you go over to Keep Trade Cut, if people don't know, you go in there. As soon as you get to the site, a pop-up shows up, and it's like three names. It's like Omarion Hampton, you know, Ty Johnson, and James Conner. And you have to keep one, trade one, cut one. And then it gives you – it builds its algorithm based on your takes for that situation. Okay. And value.
Where does it have Bucky Irving compared to Saquon? Just out of curiosity.
Bucky Irving is 37th.
And Saquon's 23rd?
Correct.
Who have I selected on this team so far?
This team right now is Team C. That started out with Lamar Jackson. Then you took Ashton Jeanty. Now you're back up with no receivers.
Lamar Jackson, Ashton Jeanty, and Brian Thomas Jr., please. That team feels, I mean, that team feels that team feels, that might be my favorite one so far, dude. Yeah. I'll bet you we let BTJ slide farther than they than the worldwide consensus too.
Well, Brian, you know, Brian Thomas Jr., he's gotten a lot of helium. He's at number 13. He's wide receiver 5 in Dynasty, which I think is, you know, I've come off of our pre-draft, you know, he's a developmental guy because we talked about this on a show, I think on Friday or something, was that he's got this one trait. He's got this one Super Saiyan thing. Like, it's the one superpower, right? And that superpower is he can beat anybody over the top and score hellacious amounts of touchdowns and succeed downfield. And we kind of overlooked that because he's an underdeveloped route runner. It's like, I'll come off of that and agree that he, you know, I overlooked the Super Saiyan talent or ability, I should say, not talent. But I'm not going to say he's a top five wide receiver in Dynasty. I'm not ready for that yet. I'm not ready for that conversation.
And the Keep Trade Cut, whenever you're mentioning these two, that's not super flex, right?
That is super flex.
Okay.
That is super flex.
Well, dude, Brock Bauer's going 9 in the super flex Dynasty startup is cockamamie.
It's pretty, yeah, it's pretty maniacal. And
BTJ going 13 or whatever, 17, whatever you said, is terrible.
13th, yeah. Bauer's 9, Thomas 13.
Well, I mean, that's idiotic and bad.
That's why we're
these are people who like they're gonna end up living in quarterback hell. Okay,
I'll tell you who's not gonna live in quarterback hell. That's me with this Josh Allen team.
So what's your next pick?
Well, I got Josh Allen at the second pick overall. I came back with Puka Nacua. Alex told me that I have to have quarterbacks, I got my main man in Josh Allen. I got my Puka Nacua. And now I'm in a tough spot. I don't have any of these guys really that far ahead of anybody else. I don't feel that great about Bucky Irving. I'm going to go Jonathan Taylor. I'm going to put Jonathan Taylor on this roster. They lost the center and the right guard, Will Fries. Brought in Daniel Jones, another running quarterback that I think beats out Anthony Richardson. A lot of weapons there. Jonathan Taylor has a couple of years left in that system, left in that tank to be a top-tier running back. He's age 26 this year. I got him squished right between Bucky Irving, who's 23, and Travion Henderson, the rookie from Ohio State that's also 23. I'm going to bump Jonathan Taylor ahead of Bucky Irving right after this draft, and I'm going to take Jonathan Taylor right here and add him to my Josh Allen and Puka Nacua team.
All right, and so this team for me is which one? I know it's probably Jaden Daniels.
And Marv.
Jaden Daniels and Marv.
And technically you get a double tap here.
Are we going 4 rounds?
We don't have to, but I'm just saying technically you get a double tap. So for more content, you can take that first pick of the 4th round and we can finish it there.
No, it's just a 3-round draft because we're going to need to decide the best team here. And this team is going to end with Nico Collins. All right. So, but I do think that the best team here is Team C, which is Lamar Jackson, Ashton Jeanty, Brian Thomas Jr. What is your vote for the best team?
My vote for best team.
I don't know what is my Brock Bowers team where I got him at 32.
Your Bowers team is is Hurts and Jordan Love, which I don't love as much.
Yeah.
That Hampton team is pretty sick. Stroud, JSN, Amari and Hampton.
That's a good one.
What about this H team? Lamb, St. Brown, Kyler? Eh. Team C, right? It's Lamar Jackson, it's Ashton Jeanty, and it's Brian Thomas Jr.
Bang!
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.